Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Artist Renelle White Buffalo is a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe, born and raised in South Dakota. Today, she's a professional artist living in New York City, but her art continues to resonate at home and across the nation. A new exhibition of White Buffalo's work at the Sioux Indian Museum opens on May 26th. Her art is also featured in a group exhibition at the Journey Museum in June. Renelle White Buffalo joins us now from Rapid City. Welcome.
Hi.
How is it to be home in South Dakota for a little while at least?
It's always good and rejuvenating to be home.
How so? What's rejuvenating about it? Because, I mean, do you still consider it your home, or do you now consider New York City to be your home?
Well, I definitely consider New York City a home, but I've kind of been a traveler all my life, so anywhere I go is home. So I often refer to South Dakota still as home, and I also refer to, like, New Jersey, my boyfriend's parents' house, as home, and also New York. So I have lots of homes.
How does that serve you as an artist, sort of being able to go to a new place or go to any place and look around and find comfort there?
Well, I think, like, I definitely draw a lot of inspiration from my surroundings. So I was just recently at a artist residency in Wyoming, and I knew that I would have a connection there, but I didn't realize how, like, deep of a connection that I would have, like, that I did have there. And I just drew a lot of inspiration from there, and it reminded me of South Dakota, but it also, like, made me miss New York. And so everywhere I go, I find, I don't know, a new inspiration. And I think that helps a lot as an artist. And it's easy to get stuck. So it's just a way that it just keeps allowing me to think and create new things, grow.
When you look at your art at different periods of time, can you identify where you were? And, could you point out to yourself, or could you point out to an art buyer the influence of the place where, you know, you painted that particular image?
Yeah. So I feel like my art is evolving a lot, and it definitely has evolved since the beginning. And when I first started painting, like, the kind of the style that I've been doing and kind of taking art a little bit more seriously was in California, and I was homesick, and I started drawing things that were familiar with me and familiar with home and things like that. So it really helped me kind of create that sort of voice that I needed to hear. And so it definitely, like, I can see how that happens and the different places influences me. So I could definitely, yeah, I guess.
I'm curious about the business of art, because so many artists, want to spend more time creating. Once you become a professional artist, do you have all kinds of time to paint, or do you get wrapped up in really the business end of it as far as making a career out of this creative work?
Well, yeah, like, the business part is, I think, majority of it. I feel like I would say, like, 85 to 90% of it is kind of dealing with the not painting side, it's the unfun side. And I'm, like, constantly learning, and I'm still learning, and I'm still doing trial and error things and messing up some things, but I've learned a lot along the way, and I'm getting better at, shipping art and things like that. And so
what's your advice to a young artist who sort of sees themselves, you know, in galleries or doing commissioned work or in exhibitions, to you know, where do they begin to get that business sense as well? Is that a distraction from your artistic side, or do they feed into each other?
I think that they feed into each other. I get really excited learning new alternative ways to kind of meet people and get my art out there, especially via like social media. So it only like inspires me to create more, to share more. And I guess my advice would be to be open to learning like new things, and also like being willing to change and listen to others, and take like criticism if it comes your way, and kind of really think about it, and don't. Yeah, I guess that would be my advice.
So this upcoming exhibit runs from May 26th to July 28th. Opening reception on May 26th from 4 to 6 p.m. That's Mountain Time. And you'll be Renelle White Buffalo will be there at that time at the Sioux Indian Museum to talk about her work. Renelle, walk us through that exhibition a little bit. Tell me how you put it together, how you selected the work that would be a part of it.
Yeah, it's all new work that I've recently created. A lot of it was created at the artist residency that I was at in Wyoming Gentile. And last year I kind of was really stumped as an artist and trying to figure out what was my next move. And I felt like I was creating sort of the same thing over and over again. And I lost, you know, a way what I was trying to say wasn't as important to me, and so this show is a little bit more personal, and I'm back to creating things that I've like am eager to create and excited about, and it's a little bit different than my like older stuff from the past like 2 or 3 years, but it's more personal, and I think that it will be a lot more relatable to a lot more people, and at least I hope so. So I drew inspirations from the colors of nature. I love picking up rocks and finding like really cool rocks, so I found a lot of the colors that I use via the rocks or like the sand and things like that, mostly, you know, in the Midwest, not so much in New York, but I also,
How important was that residency? How long were you in residency, and tell me what the environment was like sort of surrounding you to give you the time to find that inspiration and do the creative work.
So it was a month-long residency, and I sometimes put a lot of pressure on myself in terms of creating work and trying to I often like try to please other people, and for this it was more so like it was a lot more organic, and I didn't feel like that I had, if I messed up, that would have been okay. Like if I created work and I didn't like it, then that would be fine, because I have a lot more time to create work that I will like. And it was a learning like process, and for me, like mentally, I would say,
right.
Just to be able to use art as a release, because that's kind of initially how I became an artist, was to have that sort of release and not be so anxious about it. And
when did you shift over from really, you know, finding art as a release and an enjoyment to really believing you could make it as a career artist? Was there someone who helped you think about yourself in that way, or did it evolve naturally?
Yeah, I've had I've had several people kind of gear me towards becoming more of a fine artist, because I thought, you know, maybe I would have a little bit more stability if I was a graphic designer or some sort of creative field like that, with a more of a steady income.
Right.
But I've had professors that told me that I would be able to do it at Northern State University when I went there my first 2 years of college. And also, you know, I'm really influenced by my art teacher from kindergarten to high school, and I still email him pretty regularly, like when I feel stumped or if I feel like just down on myself. So he always encourages me to keep going and keep like not really care, don't care about what other people think. And, you know, if this is what you want to paint, you can paint this. And I've also had another artist in Brooklyn he kind of mentors me, and he's, you know, he gives me a lot of words of encouragement and tells me to keep going, and he does pretty well. So I hope that one day I can do as well as him.
What is the art community in Brooklyn? Is that where you live then, in Brooklyn?
No, I live in New York City, in the financial district.
Okay. What is the art community like that surrounds you? How do you make those connections in a city like that?
I'm not sure if I make too many connections as much as I probably should in New York. I'm not much of a, I have a hard time talking to people sometimes, especially like at art openings and things like that. So I often kind of avoid them, and I'd rather do it like go alone and not talk to anybody. So I don't know if I make the connections that way, but I also I make more of connections with, you know, people in my community. I've the financial district where I live is a really close-knit community, and a lot of the neighbors know a lot of the other neighbors. And so that's how I make a lot of my connections.
Sure.
And I also love going to all the art museums, and I love the ballet. So I make a lot of connections that kind of have the same common interests, but maybe not art is one of the interests, and we kind of influence each other to, like, I don't know, explore different things.
Well, what do you like about the art scene in Rapid City or in South Dakota? When you come back to your home state and look around, do you find a vibrancy in the art here, or does it feel like you'd like it to be more inspired, more innovative?
I think that they're doing like amazing things here. I'm at Raising Magpie right now, and I am so glad that they opened up in Rapid City to allow, you know, other artists and to kind of come together and make connections and learn from each other and things like that. So it's like now one of my main stops in Rapid City every time that I come here. And every time that I come here, I get to see new artists work, and kind of I draw influence from them, and I like to see what inspires them. And I think that a lot of them are going more of a contemporary route, which is really exciting because we are like contemporary people. So I gravitate towards, you know, the artists that go that route more than the traditional route, but I love them both, and I definitely like wish that they had even more opportunities to kind of show their art outside of South Dakota, because there's just so much talent here. Yeah.
Do you have a sense that you're inspiring others who are, you know, newer in the business of art, newer artists? similar to how some of other artists have inspired you while you were growing up? Do you see that in action, or do you have an awareness of it, or not really? Is it not, doesn't feel real?
I'm not sure if I have a total awareness of it. I hope that I do, but yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
What do you like about coming back to South Dakota?
The food.
The food. How come?
Because like in New York, I eat a lot of pasta and pizza and stuff like that, uh-huh. And more like sushi and more different kinds of food. But I love coming back and having like biscuits and gravy and steak and the meat and potatoes. Like that's something that I don't do on a normal basis. So I love to indulge in that when I'm here. And I love camping. And so I'm really excited to go camping and ride horses again and just like do everything that I used to love doing.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment. My guest, Ranelle White Buffalo. She's in Rapid City now. The Sioux Indian Museum will have an exhibition of her work. And May 26th to July 28th. May 26th, you can visit the opening reception from 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Ranelle White Buffalo will be there for that. And then another exhibition as part of a group at the Journey Museum. Is that correct?
Yep.
Do you know the details of that?
Yes. So it's it was curated by CARNES, the Center of American Indian Research and Native Studies, and it's the story of the Red Cheek Woman, and it's going on from, it started on April 7th, and it's going to July 30th, and there's a reception on Friday at the Journey as well, but I'll be, the piece that I did was a sculptural piece, and they're having that reception on the 9th, so I'll be here in South Dakota for that as well.
Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you here. You can see Ranelle White Buffalo's art online on Facebook if you look up White Buffalo Art, and whitebuffaloart.com is the website. You can see some of her amazing work. Ranelle, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.